Kerbos, I hope all is well. Good and kvittel, as they say. Hope Yom Kippur was inspiring. And we begin our work after Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur is only obviously looking forward. We begin our work through the rest of the year, making good on those intended Bli Neder promises, right, that we took during Aseret Metshuva, and Vayter in the Halakha Daf Yomi. So we're here on Ksivas Daf Tzadi Amud Beis. Today's daf is Tzadi Aleph, obviously. We're here about 6-7 lines up. V'hani Tanai Ki Hani Tanai. If you remember from Erev Yom Kippur, we started the 10th parak. This parak deals with mostly situations where you have two competing or more competing claims from the husband on either two ksubas, for example, or yorshim, etc., as we started. And we had a machlokas yesterday, at the end of yesterday's daf. Machlokas in our case, where the husband's has two wives. One of them dies before him, and then he dies, and either the second wife dies or is coming to collect the ksuba. So the question was, do we apply the ksuba's blin dichron? Do we apply this ksuba? The halacha is that it's a dindra abana, that the sons of the first wife come and claim their ksuba, and you don't just split it with everybody. They get the ksuba specifically. Do we apply that in this case as well? Because we really, the whole reason for the takana was so there wouldn't be se'eva, or they wouldn't be fighting, etc. So do we apply that in this case as well? So we have Machlokes ben Nanus and Rabbi Akiva, and now the Gemara wants to say that Hani Tanai Ki Hani Tanai, that the following Machlokes is the same, and is going to line up along those lines. We're going to have a bunch of ways to interpret this Machlokes and see if it's actually the same Machlokes. So let's just see what the Gemara says. Hani Tanai Ki Hani Tanai, really, maybe this is the same Machlokes. The Tanya is on there, right? So Nasas are Yishon of a Mesa, Nasas Ashnei of a Mesu, right? That's our case in our Mishnah, where his first wife died, and then he got remarried, and then the husband died. So Bain Banea Shalzulach are Mesa. These sons, which we're going to have to see exactly which wife, we're going to start off, as Rashi points out, we're going to start off assuming that we're talking about the second wife's sons. Come at Lachar Misa. Now, again, assuming the second wife died, right, after the husband died. Venotlu Ksuba's Iman. And they come and they take their Ksuba. I mean, again, initially, we're assuming that the second wife's sons, right, can take their Ksuba, but not the first wife. Again, for Ksuba's been different. Because the first wife died first. And that in that case, in our case, in our Mishnah, we're not going to say that we apply the Ksuba's been different. Rabbi Shimon Omar, Rabbi Shimon says, no. In Yeshmor Sra Drinar, Eilin Notin Ksuba Siman, Eilin Notin Ksuba Siman. If there's extra, right, there's, as we said before, there has to be a Mosar Dinar to apply, and then there's a Ksuba Bin Dichon, Bim Lav, but if not, if there's no extra Dinar, if it's not more than a Dinar, more than, let's say, all the total Ksubas, right, again, if both Ksubas were 500 and only the husband has the possessions of 1,000, so then you don't do that. You don't apply Ksuba Bin Dichon, you just split the Yerusha. So then, l'chokim b'shavet, right, you split the Yerusha right, straight up. So, my beloved b'hakam nefugi, right, this is our machlokes, right, this is our case, and this is our machlokes, what we're talking about, right, the mar savar, achas b'chayev, achas v'moso, yeshlam ksuvah b'n dichrin, that Rabbi Shimon holds that in our case, where the one wife died first, and the second wife died after the husband died, there is ksuvah b'n dichrin, and the mar savar, and the other one, Tanakama, says, no, achas b'chayev, achas v'moso, ainlan ksuvah b'n dichrin, that does not apply, the ksuvah b'n dichrin does not apply. In our case, the Gemara says, "Lo, no, actually, the cool Alma Achas B'chayev Achas B'moso Yesh Lan Ksuvah B'nei Dichron." Really, you could say that no, that everybody agrees that regardless of when the wives die, there is a stipulation of Ksuvah Takana Ksuvah B'nei Dichron. So, what's the Machlokas over here? V'lacha B'dinah Mikarkai Kam Lefagi. The Machlokas is whether the dinar, the Mosar dinar, the extra dinar above and beyond what's left of the husband's estate, does that have to be land or can that be metaltalin? Mar Sabah Mikarkai in Mitaltali Lo, or Mar Sabah to Filo Mitaltali, but Tanakama holds if it has to be land, and Rabbi Shimon holds that even if it's Mitaltali. The problem is that the Mishnah that we're going to read to later on today's daf is explicitly against this. I mean, Matzah Mazachi, well, you can't say that because if it's not, and we're going to learn the Mishnah on the bottom. Rabbi Shimon Omer affiliation is Sham Nechasim She'in Le'machrayis Ein Anklum. Rabbi Shimon says that Metaltalin is nothing. That doesn't count. You cannot, the extra Mosar Dinar, the extra Dinar cannot be Metaltalin. Adjei Sham Nechasim She'in Le'machrayis until there is land. Yeser al shteik ksubos dinar. Sorry, more, right, if there's the extra dinar, has to, more than the two ksubos, right, the mosar dinar has to be land. So you can't say that every Shimon holds that it's metaltalin. Ella, rather, so what's the machogas to Rabbi Shimon Tamakama? Hakar b'dinar mishabdi kemethriya. The machogas is whether if the mosar dinar, if the extra dinar, more than the two ksubos, if that's mishabdi, if that's machogas, what that means, let's just say the pashas is that mishubad, the land is mishubad to someone else, meaning he doesn't actually have, what's it called? He doesn't actually have extra property, but he's getting it, meaning he has income, right? He's owed certain lands that are his incoming. So, and it's things that are meshubah to the husband, meaning to the estate. So, marsav b'din dichron in mishabdi lo, marsav v'il mishabdi, and machlokas whether, right, that's legit or not, right? Rabbi Shimon holds that it can even be other property that's coming in to the husband's estate. Yochi, but if that's true, so Rabbi Shimon omer, im yesham mosar dinar, kevan she yesham mosar dinar mibayle. Well, if that's true, but if you tell me that Rabbi Shimon is being mekil, right, why does it say im, if? Right, it should be kevan, it should be since. Right, that's much more of a language of a kula. Meaning, if someone says something and Rabbi Shimon says if this, so then etc. etc. Well, that seems to be a chumrah. Meaning that seems to be limiting. Right, if he says since, right, in other cases that would be a kula. But the language is not exact in our brisa. So Ella rather pukas midinar kamifugi. Another potential explanation with machlokas is really the case is when you have less than a dinar. Marsover dinar in pagos midinar lo marsover afilu pagos midinar machlokas tanakam Rabbi Shimon. Do you need an actual dinar when we say a mosar dinar left over from more than both ksubas in the estate? Is that, can that be less than dinar or even a full dinar? So Rabbi Shimon is going to hold that it could be even less than a dinar. So we will have a ksubas bin dichron. But Rabbi Tanakama holds that you need to be a proper dinar. Problem is, Rabbi Shimon dinar kama, right? Rabbi Shimon's language says the word dinar. So you can't tell me that he's holding it's less than a dinar. So when it says, v'kitema epoch, and if you tell me you should reverse it, now this is not, usually when we say epoch, we mean reverse the shitas. Here, that's not what it means. Here, it means that we should reverse and go back to the other interpretations. And change what we... I'm sorry. Not the other interpretations. We're going to do that in a second. Epoch here means that, no, switch it to say that we didn't... It's not... We understood originally that it was the sons of the second wife coming to inherit. Here, we're saying epoch. Really, it's the first set of sons coming to get the ksuba. And now the Tanakama holds that there is a ksuba's bin dichron. The first set of sons get the ksuba, and Rabbi Shimon holds it only if there's a mosar dinar, and that's what we're saying over here. Meaning, as opposed to what we said before, that the machlokas is the reverse. But Tanakama, the masnisa nami dinar kama. But the problem is that Tanakama also used the language of dinar. Now the Tanakama didn't really. He uses the language of dinar in the Mishnah that we're going to read in a second. But if you go back to the Brisa, he doesn't actually say the word dinar. But the Gemara is assuming. Rashi explains. The Gemara assumes that machlokas is going to line up like this machlokas, as we're going to see in the Mishnah. There's also a Tanakama in Rabbi Shimon over there. So the Pasha says that the Tanakama of the Brisa is the same Tanakama of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Ella rather no, it must be that the machlokas is like this. Pick one of the two interpretations that we said before, i.e. that it's either based on Metaltalin versus Karka, or Mishubadi, and Ve'epoch, and then you have to reverse it, meaning that the Tanakama holds that, again, reverse in the sense that it's the first sons coming to collect the Ksuba, and Tanakama holds that we will say Ksuba is bin dichron, even if the dinar is either Metaltali or Mishubadim, and Rabbi Shimon holds not, that the dinar has to be actual land, and not land that's coming in to the estate. Okay. Amar Zutra Mishmei the Rav Papa. Hilchas on the halacha is Achas Bechayev Vachas Bemoso Yishlan Ksuv Ben Dichren. The halacha is that it was, in our case, it does apply, that we will apply Ksuv Ben Dichren in our case. Uksuv Nasis Motzar Lachavita, and also we assume that the Ksuba is considered to be the Mosar Dinar, right, against the other Ksuba. So Gemara says, I understand. Why do you need both? If you tell me that Yeshlam Ksuv Ben Dichron, if you tell me that in our case we will apply Ksuv Ben Dichron, Vloash meaning Ksuv is Nasis Motel Chavrta, and he didn't tell me that the one Ksuva can be considered the Mosar Dinar of another, the other Ksuva, Tavamina, Ika Mosar Dinar in, Ilola. Like, you might have thought that it doesn't apply. I mean, it's not true that only if there's an extra Dinar, right, that we're going to apply Ksuv Ben Dichron, but not if there isn't. Even if you're, if there's an extra ksuba over there, I mean, you didn't need, you needed to tell me both of them. If you only had the first one, you also need to tell me the second halacha. But if you only tell me the second halacha, yesh min ksuba is nasim moser chaverta. You tell me that ksuba is going to become extra, right? It can be the moser dinar for the other ksuba. If ani adana, then you would obviously know. You would know the other halacha because that's the case where one ksuba is going to become mosar on the other ksuba. Right? Obviously, that would go hand in hand. So Gemara says, no, if you would have only had the second one, you might have thought, that the case is a little bit more wild. The guy was married actually to three women, and two of them died while he was still alive, and one of them after he died. And right, more complicated, that the third wife, right, only had a daughter. And she is not collecting. I mean, she's not inheriting, right? And because what happened, we would assume that the sons of the first two wives for sure would get the ksuvas bin dichrin. Right? We're not nervous that they're going to fight with the sons of the third wife because there are no sons of the third wife and they're not inheriting whatsoever. But in our case, right, where you had the wife died before him and the one wife died after, and again the second wife has a male, right, so there's going to be an inheritance over there. You might have thought that no, there will be a fight and therefore you have to set up because it was been different. So therefore, you have to teach us that both of them, that we're not concerned that they're going to fight, and then therefore you can collect the ksubas bin dichrin in that scenario. Okay, new Mishnah. Now again, not really so new because we've kind of been talking about the stuff that's been going on in that Mishnah. Mishaya nasi shtei nashim umesu. Person is married to two dies, the two wives, and they both die, right? And then v'achkach mesu, and then he dies. Rachmana litzlan. And both of the wives' kids are trying to get the ksuba. And there's only enough, again, it's even. The estate has enough to pay exactly for two ksubas. And let's say 400 zuz for both of them. 200 here, 200 there. So what do you do? Chokin b'shava, right? If there's no moser dinar, right, they split the Yerusha, they split the estate. Equally, meaning as opposed to giving the ksuba, the one here and ksuba there. Hayasham moser dinar, if there's an extra dinar, meaning if there's an extra money there, then elanoth ksuba sivan, then each one of the yorshim take the ksuba, and then obviously the rest of it, right, the moser dinar, is split between the two of them. Right, again, just to, sometimes, right, women had different ksubas. Right, let's say the first wife had 1,000, the second wife had 500. Right, that's why it's over here. It's not always even 200, 200. Right, so that's why it comes into play. If there's an extra moser dinar, then the first wife gets, right, if there's, let's say, one, the Gemara is going to give an example. If there was one wife with 1,000 zuz and one wife with 500 zuz, and the guy's got 1,501 zuz. So that's what they do. The first wife gets 1,000, the second wife, the yorshim, the second wife get 500, and they, you know, each take a half a dinar, or half a zuz, or whatever, and split it between the two of them, right? Obviously, if it's a dinar. And as opposed to, if it was 1,500 even, so each of them would get 750. Right? That's the explanation over here. Amru Yisomim, let's say the Yisomim say, meaning if, let's say again the same case that where the mother, the first wife had 1,000, the second wife had 500 for ksuba. So the yorshim of the first wife obviously want to take the ksuba instead of splitting it 50-50, because otherwise they're going to lose. So what they're going to do is they'll say you know what, I'll give you an extra dinar. I'll throw in an extra dinar there. Right? And meaning, because in that case, right, I'll give you a dinar. Right? I'll throw into a dinar to the estate. So now the estate is not 1,500, it's 1,501. Meaning, and that would enable them to collect 1,000 instead of 750. So ain't shomen lo, that we don't listen to them. Ela shomen is nachasim based in, right? Rather, you evaluate the property, whatever the ksuba, whatever the estate is left in court, and whatever the court comes up with, right, we're not going to accept extra money, and then you split it like that. Hayu sham nachasim b'roi. If there are nechazim that are berai, meaning that there's more property coming in because the father, right, we assume that the sons of the wife are going to inherit the grandfather. Grandfather is still alive, so when the grandfather dies, right, that's nechazim berai, right, so that will go to the sons. Meaning it's going to come into the estate eventually. So einan kibam muksak. right? That's not as if that's part of the estate. I mean, you don't consider, right, again, if it's 1,500 and the grandfather has, I don't know, a thousand dinar in property, we don't factor in the grandfather's estate, even though eventually it will come into this estate. In the future, we don't factor that into the calculation. Rabbi Shimon says, "Afilu yesh al mechazim she'in lahem achrayis." Right, in oklam. This is what we quoted before. That if it's metaltan, metaltan does not count. Actually, yesh al mechazim she'in lahem achrayis. Yosar al shteik suvos dinar. Right, once you have an extra dinar based on the valuation of the land, that's the only way, right, that you're going to be able to, you know, to get have one more dinar than the ksubas, right? Again, that's, it's only through land. That's what we quoted before. Tanur bana wala din raisa. Lazu elaf lazu chamesh meyos, right? The case I brought before. First wife had 1,000. Second wife had 500. And yesh shamos her dinar ilan nuth ksubas imal ilan nuth ksubas imal. Right? If there's 1,501, so then right, the first sons take the 1,000, the second sons get 500, but if it's 1,500 even, so then yechloku b'shava, right, you split it even, and then, you know, and then, again, that's basically the din of the Mishnah. I'm not sure exactly why the Gemara repeats it, but that's what's going on over here. So the Gemara says, pshita merubin v'nismatu kfar zochu b'han yoshin. What happens? Stuff appreciates and depreciates, right, eventually. Right, so let's say they evaluated the land and it was whatever, it was a lot. Let's say it was 2,000, right, in our case. Let's say it was 2,000, and then it went down. So meaning you had a Mosar dinar and now you don't. So it's obvious, as the Gemara says, Pshita, the Kfar Zachu ben Yorshim, the Yorshim already inherited it. Meaning you split it 1,000 and 500, then you split the extra 500. But Mutim is Rabu Mai. Let's say the husband, his land was evaluated at 1,400. Then all of a sudden they evaluated it later and it was at 1,600. So what's the din? Is that considered to be a Mosar dinar or not? So Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Right before they were able to divvy it up, right, they did another evaluation. A month later, something happened in the market. And now there is a Mosar dinar. So what do you do? So Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. The next site, the Bay Bar Tzartzur, right? Again, the Nechasim, the estate of this guy, Bar Tzartzur, right? Mu'atin, they were small, Vinishrabu Bahavu, right? And then they got more valuable, right? As we pointed out before. That was the Kameh of Amram, but this is the exact case, came through Rav Amram, and he said, Shana was Amalahu, Zil Paisinu. And he said, right, go and appease them, meaning with the sons of the larger Ksuba, meaning that you can give it out. You can give it out, it's considered as if there is a Mosar dinar. Lo ashkechu, but again they didn't listen to it. They weren't happy with that. Amalu, and they said ilom faisin lehu mechina lehu b'silva delom amadama. So Rav Amram said, well, if you don't do that, so then I'll poke you with a thorn that doesn't bring out blood, which basically is a fancy way of saying he's going to put him in chayrim. Shadrinu lekamei derav Nachman. And again, the sons here, the 500, the sons of the wife of the 500, right, don't really want to settle, right? They obviously want to split down the middle. I'm sorry, I made a mistake, right? He said that, basically that there, yeah, no, I was right. There is a Mosar dinar, and you set up the ksuba as is, and the sons of the smaller ksuba didn't want to do that. So he said, I'm going to put them in cherem. So Shadrinu looked at Rav Nachman, and they went to Rav Nachman, right, maybe he sent them to Rav Nachman, probably more accurate, right? He sent them to Rav Nachman. Amar Lahem, he said, Kesheim Shem Ruben Nismatu, just like in the case where it was, let's say, worth 2,000, and then it went down to 1,400, right? Zocho Ben Yorshim, they had already been Zocha, right? That you already assume that you split it 1,500 and, 1,500. Kach Mo'ad Vinishrabu, Zocho Ben Yorshim. So too, right? Already, he basically ruled the opposite. That the sons of the smaller ksuba, right, already was zocha, right, when you evaluated it at 1,400, so that meant, okay, we're splitting it, there's no more sardinar. It's worth more now, so we don't, who cares, doesn't matter. And he basically ruled against Rav Amram. Okay, Simon Elofumea, Mitzvah Ksuba, Yaakov, Zake, Sedoso, Bedvorin, Askinan. That's basically what they call a mnemonic, right? A simon for all the stories we're about to tell. We're not going to do all of them right now, but we'll get a couple of them. And then tomorrow's daf, we'll do some more on tomorrow's daf. So, story time. Who gavra to have a maski bay alfei zuzi? There's a guy who maski bay, who was owed 1,000 zuz, and avle tre apadani. And he had two abdani, or like big, what's the word? Mansions. Thank you. Mansions. Zabdinu chada b'chameshmea, v'chada b'chameshmea. And sure enough, she sold one for 500 and one for 500, right? He sold them out. They were worth 500 zuz. And great. He sold them out. Again, the machlokas whether they sold to the same person. Okay, well, let's assume they sold to the same person. And again, there was a shibud, right, for the wife's ksuba. So what happened? Asa balchov, or I guess the balchov. Asa balchov tarfa lechadi minayu, and he took one of them, right, for, again, he owed money. The guy didn't have any money to pay back the debt, so sure enough, the guy came and took the mansion. So asa balchov tarfa lechadi minayu, and hadar katarif leidach, and then he wanted to get the other one. Again, I guess he was owed 1,000 zuz. He took one for 500, and he wanted to get the other one. Shakal alpha zuze v'ka'azu legabe. So the guy who had bought the mansions, right, took 1,000 zuz and said to him, he said, listen, isharilcha alpha zuze lechaye. If the first mansion is worth 1,000 to you, great, no problem, and that will be the entire payment of the debt. But if not, shekel alpha zuzi mistalek, then I'm going to give you cash for it. Then I'm going to give you money instead of the two mansions, and then I'm going to get to keep the mansions that I bought. So Savar Rami Bar Chama Lameimar Hani Masnisim. So Rami Bar Chama thought to say, this is exactly our case. What's the case? Remember Yisalim Arei Anu Malin Al Nixay Avino Yofer Dinar. Again, what was the case? If the Yisalim of the wife with the bigger ksuba said, hey, I'll pay a dinar, right, to make the father's nechasim worth more with a moser dinar, we don't listen. So apparently we also, you can't just say to the guy, well, that mansion's worth 1,000. So Amalei Rava says, no, Midami, no, it's not a comparable case. Hasam Isloop Sedali Asme. Over there, what's happening? The sons of the 1,000 Zuz, right, Ksuba, if they give one Ksuba to the father's estate, now the sons of the less Ksuba, with the 500 Zuz Ksuba, are going to lose out. Because if he does, they don't give that shekel, it's going to be split 750. Now you're giving him that extra shekel, and it's split 1,500. But here, Bahacha over here, there's no loss over here. The guy's simply coming to collect his debt, right? Mansions or 1,000 zuz, who cares? So Alpha Yahweh, Alpha Shokil. Right, he gave 1,000 zuz, and now he's taking back 1,000 zuz, right? So the guy who bought the mansions can say, here's the cash, right? Pick. You can either take a mansion or take the cash. How much do you write the receipt for? So Ravina Amar Ba'alpha, Ravaviru Amar Ba'chameshmeot, Ba'aluchas Ba'chameshmeot, meaning once the guy says, okay, no problem, I'll take the first mansion at 4,000, now how much do you write the receipt? So basically, the Pasha says, right, we don't say that the thing is now worth 1,000, right? It just happens to be, again, it's still only 500, right? That basically we're going to write it up as its value is 500, even though the guy accepted it as payment for his 1,000 shekel, or 1,000 zuz debt. Basically similar, almost exact same story, just with different numbers. This guy was owed 100 zuz. And he had two small fields. And he sold one of them for 50 and the other one for 50 as well. Sure enough, the guy who was owed money to, right, came and took one of them from the guy who bought the field. Right, there was a lien on the property. And the guy came and took one of the fields. And Hadar Asav Katar of the Idach, he wanted to take the other one. Shakal Meir Zuz because of the Gabe. The guy again, the buyer took and he said, "Here's 100 shek or 100 zuz." Right, if Amar Lei Ishavi L'Chal Meir Zuz L'Chayi V'Lo Shakal Meir Zuz Yustalek. Right, if you're willing to accept the first field as 100, even though it's only worth 50, fine. But if not, here's your 100 zuz bill. And get out of here and give me my field back. Savar Rav Yosef Lemeimar, Haini Masnisen, it's Imam Rishonim, etc. Right? Again, Rav Yosef thought to say, this is our Mishnah's case, and therefore you can't let him just say this field is automatically worth 100 instead of 50. And I'm like, bye, send me dummy, it's not comparable. Hasan, Mishleb Sidu the Asme, Mirhacha, my Sidu Islai, right? Over there, in the case of the Mishnah, right? The 1,000 Ksuba Yorshim are going to mess up the 500 Zuz Yorshim. And here, there's no problem, what's the big deal? May Yav, May Shakil, right? The guy was owed 100, now he's getting 100. For Makamaka, so how much do you write the receipt for? Ravina Amar B'Meya, Ravavira Amar B'Chamishin, Vilkhaz B'Chamishin, right? The halacha is that you write it up, but the field is 50. Again, I'm not sure exactly why the Gemara basically repeated the exact same story with different numbers. Okay, the Gemara does not address that. All right, we'll go Vayikra on the Hilchos Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.